Hello, my audio boo friends. It is September 19th. It is currently 7:15 in the morning. I just left the house. Yes, I'm running rather late. In fact, I'm running late to the tune of almost exactly 75 minutes. Reason being, we had a little mishap. Well, not us, but someone in my family had a little mishap with their plumbing, and I was phoned at midnight. So needless to say, I didn't get much sleep. I certainly wasn't going to wake up at 5 to leave at 6, so I woke up at 6 to leave at 7. Unfortunately, that was right around the time that my daughter usually wakes up, and the whole rigmarole starts for the school day, and I wanted to get out of the way of my wife so she could not have my distraction around when she was trying to get my daughter ready for school, or our daughter ready for school. Anyway, I'm off. I'm definitely going to stop for a coffee on the way at my favorite coffee shop in here in Canada called Tim Hortons, which I know there's probably a Tim Hortons somewhere in the UK, I'm sure of it. You know, for all those Canadian Pats out there that are dying for their Tim Hortons coffee. Mind you, if there isn't, I'd be more than glad to do a personal delivery. So anybody, any UK listeners out there who want a cup of Tim Hortons coffee, I will personally deliver it. I can't necessarily guarantee that it will be hot on arrival, nor that the container might actually have any coffee in it, but I will certainly try. So the first stop is the bank to get some much-needed cash to get the much-needed coffee. And then I will plug in the GPS and away I go. I actually don't need the GPS for most of the trip, only the latter part of the trip. And even at that, I could probably do it by memory, but we'll see how it goes. Okay, I'll be back in a little while with an update as you accompany me on this road trip, September 2013 road trip, let's call it that. Okay, catch you later. Well, this is my first update for my road trip here. And it's some 45 minutes after I left the last one. And I really have not made any appreciable progress. I'm not even sure how many kilometers I've done. Let me just check here on the odometer, because right now it's reading average liters per 100 kilometers. And let's just see if I can come up. Okay, so I've done about 50, just shy of 50 kilometers. And that's miserable. That's absolutely miserable. At this rate, I'm going to be definitely late for my first appointment in Toronto. Let me explain. There's a lot of construction going on around here. The road I'm taking is called the 20, and it's the, in fact, it's the 20 westbound, or the number 20 westbound. It's undergoing a lot of repaving projects. So what's happened is, it's actually a four-lane, think about it as a four-lane highway, but divided by a grass median. So you've got two lanes going west, two lanes going east, separated by what looks to be about 40 feet of grassy median between the two lanes. What they're doing is they're transferring everybody onto one lane and making that lane bi-directional, which means that we go from two lanes to one. The speed is reduced from 100 kilometers an hour to 70. Right now we're doing about 80, just a touch over what we're supposed to be doing. It's rather safe. I don't see a problem. Right now the two lanes on this side, normally I am on what would be the eastbound side. I'm going west, though, and there's a big, giant, snake-like cement divider between the two lanes. Oh, we're about to go back to the other side. And, yes, we're now back on the other side, and I see a sign indicating that it's the end of the construction zone. Anyway, I'll update the audio boo in a little while. Hopefully I can make some progress now. If the minute I get into the province of Ontario, hopefully the construction work will have been abated. I don't see it. There's more orange signs coming up. I'm definitely going to be late to my first appointment. I'll talk about my first appointment at the next update. There's one thing I forgot to say in my last update. And this is... some of you might remember that I had downloaded through GPodder a whole bunch of audio boos that I was planning on listening to in the car on this drive. And I have, and I am, listening to several audio boos. In fact, I just heard McCulgan's asking for advice on how to transfer his stereo recordings from his H2N into, say, his iPad to be able to upload them via 3G. I have a couple of ideas, but I'm going to have to confirm them first on the internet to see if such a device exists. But basically, what I'd be looking for is a Bluetooth-enabled SD card reader. That would be perfect. So that's what I'm going to look for when I finally get to my ultimate destination. And I have a bit of time, I can sit down with, those were the rumble strips. And we passed over them again. Sorry about the ums. I'm just trying to think, and I'm a little bit upset because there's a lot of construction. Wasn't expecting this at all. I should have. I should have been cognizant that there was going to be this much construction. So now I'm afraid I'm going to be very late. But getting back to my story about the audio boo downloads that I had done. So yesterday I had found a free utility that allows you to rename your MP3 files according to the ID tags. Now, as many of you know, MP3 files have a file name, as just about every other file does in computer world. But it's also got embedded ID tags. Now, what this fancy little utility does is allow you to rename your file names by the ID tag, which is amazing because one of the things I find about downloading audio boos through any kind of podcatcher is that you do have the ID3 tags, but if you're only looking at the MP3 files or just reading them, say in a radio like I have in the car here, where you don't get the ID3 tags, then you don't know who it is that's talking necessarily. I mean, in most cases, we recognize each other's voices. But it's nice, if I haven't heard somebody in a long time, to be able to just glance over and see the person's name. So I found this free utility. It works really, really well. Now, this is the funny part. So last night, it's about 10 past 10, I'm diligently transferring over my audio boo MP3 downloads to what I thought was a 4 gig little USB memory stick. In fact, what I was doing is inadvertently downloading them and saving them on an SD card that I had inserted in my laptop. That SD card was actually the SD card for my digital camera that I'm going to need on my first stop. I'll explain that a little bit later. So here I am. I plug in my 4 gig USB key, and there's no there's music on it, wonderful music, but there's no audio boos. And I'm saying, what the? And then it dawned on me. I said, wait a minute. My SD card was also in my Lenovo. I bet you I inadvertently copied it to the wrong one, and I did. So what I carry around an SD card reader everywhere I go, and it's a USB SD card reader. So I pull that out of my bag, plug it into the car, plug my SD card into the SD card reader. Bingo, I got all my audio boos. And that, my friends, is being prepared like a Boy Scout. So I'm going to have to run through and maybe do an audio boo of all the equipment that I carry with me on a regular basis. All right, catch you later with, I guess, what will be part 2 of this road trip.